the Navy family suffered a horrific attack.
Defense contractor went on a shooting rampage.
We don't have any known motive.
34-year-old Aaron Alexis, the suspect.
Witnesses report a hail of bullets in hallways and from a balcony.
We're doing all the coordination with the FBI and our security forces, D.C.
As we try to piece together the recent movements and contacts of the subject.
The president's been getting regular updates on the investigation from Homeland Security.
We send our thoughts and prayers to all at the Navy Yard who've been touched by this tragedy.
We know a lot more about what happened at the Washington Navy Yard when a single shooter started shooting yesterday morning. He's been identified, as you heard, as 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, discharged by the Navy in 2011 for what an official described as a pattern of misconduct. Alexis was armed with an AR-15 assault rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun. The mass shooting is marked as the worst loss of life in a single incident in the D.C. area since the September 11, 2001 attack on the Pentagon that killed 184 people. Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So is it back to business as usual in the Capitol today or what?
It mostly is back to business. A lot of the neighborhood around the Washington Navy Yard in Southeast D.C. near Capitol Hill has been reopened. People are returning to work. In fact, some people returned to work yesterday evening at the Navy Yard, despite the investigation. And as you alluded to, John, Washington this morning, as it wakes up, is, to the extent that these things are ranked in our minds, is clearly referring to this as the worst day since 9/11.
The issue that he was able to get into this compound because he used an ID of someone who had been dismissed, this certainly seems like a premeditated act of disgruntled employee, which almost is sad in the sense that this has become such a banal ritual in the United States in our time.
Well, what we know about Aaron Alexis so far, John, there is quite a lot of history that's being reported out, some of it violent, a couple of gun incidents, disorderly contact, but none of it goes to motive in this case. His motive is still a mystery. We know that he was discharged as a full-time Navy reservist. Three incidents on his record, as reported by the Washington Post, including one in 2004 where he apparently shot through the tires of a car in his neighborhood after a confrontation with some construction workers. Friends describing, again in the Washington Post, John, a friendly, warm person who hung out at a Buddhist temple, who was religious, who worked with friends at a Thai restaurant, but who also had an anger streak. All of these things, of course, go to painting a portrait of a person, but again, none of it to motive about why Aaron Alexis used a valid government contractor ID. He was back in Washington working for a computer contractor called the Experts, a subcontractor of the HP Corporation as a computer expert. Why he used a valid ID to gain access to that building at the Washington Navy Yard installation and start shooting with it, we just don't know.
Yeah, the why is still a mystery, but clearly this was a planned incident. It's my understanding that he was a part of the upgrade of the computer system at the Navy Yard.
The Experts, which is the name of this company, is a subcontractor that was helping to participate in computer upgrades at Navy and Marine installations worldwide. And he was apparently hired on to help with that upgrade.
You know, when there was a shooting at City Hall here in New York, from that moment on, the security arrangements completely changed at City Hall and metal detectors, the whole works. Any talk of changing security at the Navy Yard?
Absolutely, and that's all in the early stages of assessment. Anytime there's an incident here as well, John, there are security changes, recriminations, and the rest. So in the after-action time, both among military commanders and planners and in the media, frankly, there are already a great deal of questions. He had a valid pass, so of course he can enter a building, but he did it with three weapons. Nobody knows how that could have happened. That is certainly going to be part of an assessment that goes on here as life kind of starts to get back to normal in that neighborhood of Capitol Hill and Southeast Washington, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Reports emerging today that Mr. Alexis, the deceased shooter in D.C., had been suffering a host of mental issues, including paranoia and a sleep disorder. This, according to law enforcement officials quoted by the Associated Press, he'd been treated since August by the Veterans Administration for mental problems, but again, no clear motive in any of these reports.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.